USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are hundreds of lawsuits are about to be filed against the Intercontinental Terminals Company because of a fire that's been raging at one of its tank farms in a Houston suburb since a week ago Sunday. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says residents may not see any plumes of smoke in the air, but it doesn't mean that the air quality is healthy, nor the water quality.
Currently, it is a volatile situation. It's essentially the chemicals are still being pulled out of the tanks.
Many of the Harris County residents near the plant fire have reported pneumonia and itchy and burning eyes, along with other upper respiratory infections. President Trump recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, saying Israel has an absolute right to defend itself, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is now facing federal charges on both coasts as in L.A. The former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels is accused of using a client's money to fund a lavish lifestyle.
Mr. Avenatti describes himself as, quote, fighter for good, unquote. But the allegations in this case describe something different. A corrupt lawyer who instead fights for his own selfish interests.
That's U.S. Attorney Nicola Hanna. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors in New York are accusing him of trying to extort $20 million from Nike. A federal appeals court blocks the family of a woman killed by an illegal immigrant who'd been repeatedly deported from suing San Francisco, Kate Steinle, shot by Jose Garcia Zarate in 2015. A jury ruled it an accident in 2017. An appeal was filed, and now the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says it's upholding an original ruling that the city's sheriff acted within departmental policies under its sanctuary city ordinance.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Charges have come down against two men in a weekend fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago policeman, John Rivera, Menelik Jackson, and Jovan Battle, each facing one count of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted first-degree murder after Rivera was reportedly shot while with several others inside a parked vehicle overnight on Saturday. Apple is rolling out a subscription streaming video service called Apple TV Plus. Yesterday, Apple CEO Tim Cook said the service will be coming this fall.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
And a Verizon worker has been suspended from his job after saving a stranded cat on a utility pole in Philadelphia. It happened earlier this month. Maurice German using his bucket truck to save the cat that was clinging for its life to the utility pole. Verizon now says they suspended German because he, quote, potentially put his life and those around him in jeopardy misusing the bucket truck, even though he's suspended. Supporters have hailed him as a hero, and they're raising money to compensate him for that heroism. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.